Your mornings are fresh and crispy. This is Breakfast Cafe.
Hi. Good morning.
The lights were on, the fans were roaring, and the stakes couldn't be higher. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, we are breaking down every highlight and every heartbreak from the weekend. And by further ado, we have our local champion, Coach Hoitsi Modimo Modumo. And how are you doing, Coach?
Gimnati, Raptors, Breakfast Cafe, Master Vina Batijiri.
Inda.
Barimini.
Kutakara, man. Hey, uko banza, man.
No, bar kakati is nowhere.
Yeah, kakati is not here.
It's not here, I say. Nowhere to be found today.
Yeah, no, kakati auna.
Yes, good. I'd like for us to just get straight into the discussion. Our previous game with the Czech Republic, I think we've done fairly well. We didn't do too bad, but defensively, we still have a lot of work to do, especially for Mudau. I don't know how you would take it, but I believe Mudau was, I don't know, he wasn't at his best form in that game. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, no, you know, I feel bad for him because he has been our go-to guy for a very long time. But then it can only show that maybe the opponents worked hard when they analyzed him and they worked now towards his side because he's our strongest guy going forward and coming back to defend. But it looked like instead of them exposing the side of Mudiba like everyone will expect, no, they are going on the side of Mudau. So it means the analysts have done the perfect job of analyzing him. But then maybe now, I don't know. I don't want to say the stage is too big because I know he has been to the Club World Cup and he was always good. So maybe it's just not his best tournament. But yeah, so far. With the game in Bafana, I think the Madala decided to listen to the people, or the Madala decided to not be fearful, and he went and played our normal pattern, and it really gave us the news that you always wanted, just to get the W. So we nearly got the W, and yeah, we can only take that performance and hope that it will bring the best against the next game, which is Bafana Bafana. Our next game is Bafana Bafana because all those guys by Bafana bunch. So we can only hope. Yeah, those ones that are coming, it's the same person in most positions. So yeah, hopefully we'll do good.
Yes, hopefully we'll do good, Coach. Because another thing I've been seeing is we saw the formation change to a traditional 4-3-3. And the player that really stood out for me in this certain formation was Tebo Mokoena. He played a lot better than he done in the Mexico game. We really saw him become comfortable in his position, being able to move the ball forward, being able to see that Mokoena that we've always seen from Sundowns. Do you still think there's more improvements he can do? Or must he keep the same momentum that he has now?
Unfortunately, he won't be able to play the next game because he's on two yellow cards. But because of the tears that were out, the national anthem, he knew that he's going to leave it all on the field. And for me, he has been the go-to guy. Previously, with the Gens, should he get the red? I think we are going home. So, I don't know now because it happened. Now he got two yellows. Yaya is going to come back because he missed that one game. So, I don't know whether, who's going to be there. Will it be Mbata and Adams, or will it be Yaya and Mbata? So, we'll have to wait and see. But, Mokoena left it all on the field. But, I think he is a... the most valuable player in the country. I know we concentrate too much on the attackers, Bore, Lebo, Apolis and all that. But for Bafana, Mokoena, he is the real deal for the country.
You know, speaking on the real deal for the country, I mean, the front three, they didn't disappoint us too much. They done their job fairly good and they carried out they carried out very strong in the game. You know, Apollos, Reyners, and Maseko, especially Maseko coming on, he surprised me. He's shown that he has potential to do great things. On your part, what do you think of Maseko?
Yeah, you see, you're using surprise. I would say shock. He shocked me somehow. He has always been this, okay, from SuperSport, you could see what he is, a speedy winger, and we always said that he can also be a striker. But on this game, he really shocked me, because I expected him to be falling a lot, and I know he was like, he was actually saying to the coach that, no, you didn't make a wrong choice by picking me to come to the World Cup. So, yeah, Maseko, out of all, Apollos for me, he's actually one of the favorite players of mine. So, for him, I can say, he's been carrying the national team for ever since Pesitau left. I think Apollos has been the go-to guy when it comes to Bafana Bafana. And yeah, he was actually good. And yeah, the front three was proper. They gave the opponent some nightmares there. And yeah, no, even Makopa came in, at least, I don't know, the coach here, no, the coach this time, he made a bold decision of leaving Lyle Foster, even not as a sub. But when Makopa came, you could see he bossed the defense. He got the shot on target. Rele came in, and yeah, so we were like a bit strong. We were like comfortable compared to that game of packing the bus against Mexico.
Beautiful, coach. You know, with Mofokeng coming into the game, I was waiting for him to get into the game since Mexico, and the World Cup didn't faze him. It didn't distract him. It didn't shake him. In actual fact, it's like he was a different type of Mofokeng that we saw. I don't know from you, coach. This is obviously big for his career, but in the context of the team, what could he best contribute alongside with your Ocon?
Like for me, I think some of the boys need to learn. Like if you look at the youngsters around all in all these countries, your 17-year-olds from Mexico, your 18-year-olds from Morocco, they are fearless. They are fearless. They are natural. So it means they got enough motivation from the surroundings, the camp. So that go in there and be yourself. So if you are going to instill fear on the boys to say, or maybe give them more conditions, don't do this, don't do that, it becomes a problem if you are going to limit them. But maybe if you give them freedom and say, born and fit, to just go and take them on, do this. If we lose a ball with Ramaga, then it becomes more of, okay, let me be myself. So the player is not scared of now losing the ball. Because sometimes when the player is playing with that fear of, if I lose the ball, then it will be a problem. Then they will go and make more mistakes. So I think, our youngsters, they needed some freedom from the coach, from the supporters, from the teammates, to say, boy, should you get the opportunity, just feel free. Do your best, do your best in Mbokazi, do your best, all our youngsters, just be yourself and see what will happen. Because the sky is only the limit. Sometimes you go and limit them, they don't live up to the expectation. Sometimes you just give them freedom, they go and deliver. And who knows, the dream of us having the European-based players might start from this World Cup with one or two players being taken to go and play for the bigger teams. Then you don't have a selection problem when it comes to the next World Cup, because they have age on their side.
True, coach. Well, coach, that beats all my questions for today. I love the improvement that our boys have been showing. In our next game, I believe that we're going to do way better than this, because we've seen growth, especially with Hugo Bruce making some big changes. We do have him battle with the yellow card, but we'll see what who he will put to take his place. Any shout-outs, coach?
Yeah, no, let me just say happy birthday to her. Yeah, hopefully she's listening. I've been trying to send her. I've been trying to send links to everyone or tell her to listen. So that I can mention her more. But if she's sleeping, I don't know. But yeah, if I can only say best of luck to Bafana Bafana again, man. If you see, at least there are like some countries that have made it through to the next stage from Africa. So if we lose, if we draw, we might be seeing them coming back. So it's a make or break for us, because if they come back, that debate of who are supposed to be in the squad will come back with them. I know it's quiet now. We are going to have fingers pointing to Ric Flair, and he's going for retirement.
I still can't get over the fact that he's been called Ric Flair, but he definitely looks like him. A distant twin, yeah.
And he's a legend. You can see he's also facing retirement.
He got nothing to lose but the World Cup, I guess.
Until next time.
Thank you. Let's do it next to you again. Just thanks, then.
Sharp.
All right.
Good vibes live here. 20 FM.